Is it always like this here on South Harris?
No, it's certainly not. It has got a bit of a reputation for being a wet place, but even yesterday, Lewis and Harris was one of the sunniest places in Britain with 14 hours of sunshine, so it's definitely not always like this. It's just a bit of an unfortunate
day. It may be raining pretty hard, but there's certainly a sense that the weather's...
For anyone who has a love of nature and the natural world, there are some places that stand out. Special places of beauty and interest that demand a spot on any enthusiast's bucket list. I have no doubt that topping many of these lists would be the Macca, a wonderful grassland habitat found along the northwestern Atlantic seaboard of Scotland and Ireland, famed for its unique wildlife and breathtaking beauty. Especially in spring, when this unique habitat erupts into a floral showcase. Back in 2004, when this living world was first broadcast, Brett Westwood travelled over to South Harris in the Outer Hebrides in the company of Martin Scott from the RSPB. As the rain bleached across this open landscape, it may not have been the best day to visit, but soldier on they did, as Brett begins by discussing with Martin, what does Macca actually mean?
What does Macca actually mean?
It's an area of grassland that is between the sea and the peatlands. And it's a very fertile plain and it's very botanically rich. And in some areas of the Macca, plants grow at densities of over sort of 40 different species per metre square, which is a really high density for the UK. And it's also very good for bird life as well.
The one thing about Macca already I've learned, and I've never seen it before, is that it is amongst the most spectacular landscapes. We've got a huge rock scarp shrouded in mist ahead of us. We've got sandy bays and water the colour of light jade and scattered townships around us. What sort of forces, though, have shaped the Macca over the years? It strikes me as being something that has been created over a very, very long period of time.
Yeah, the lands around here are very acidic, very peaty, very dark soils. The Macca, the grasslands, grow on soil that is much more alkaline and much more suitable for plant growth. And that's all formed by millions and millions and millions of shells that have just disintegrated and crushed down to a really fine sand, which has made it very, very rich.
So those seashells then are providing a limey substrate then for the plants to grow on?
Yeah, basically it is a limey substrate. They're washed up by the Atlantic. Then generally there's a line of sand dunes formed between the Atlantic and the Macca, and these sand dunes are held together by the marram grass, which acts as a nice buffer between the sea so that the Macca doesn't get washed away. So you then end up with this fertile plain, which is the Macca, which is spelt M-A-C-H-A-I-R, which is a good Gaelic word meaning fertile plain.
There's some sheep over there behind those fences, but the area we're standing in doesn't have any livestock on it, but does grazing help?
It does help, the right kind of grazing. Cows are ideal. Some places, especially in the US, there's a lot more cattle. Up here in Lewis and Harris, sheep are more prevalent, which isn't the best for Macca, but it's better than nothing. So we are quite happy to see sheep around.
As an RSPB officer, if you like, with a special interest in this habitat, what's the RSPB's role then in preserving the Macca? To you, what are the gems of the Macca?
The Macca for us, in bird terms, is really synonymous with species such as corn buntings, corncrakes. It's also excellent for breeding waders. On the Macca, you find large numbers of ring plover, Dunlin breed in it, redshank, lapwing, skylarks. A lot of the species, which in other parts of Britain are actually declining very rapidly through intensive cultivation. So a lot of these species still thrive in numbers on small pockets of Macca that still remain.
And that's to do with the way it's managed?
It is, it's the way it's managed. I mean, some of the tractors we've seen this morning as we've walked down here, they're real little old tractors, sort of 30, 40 years out of date. They look like something from a children's TV programme, sort of very old-fashioned style, and that's a lot of what crofting is about. It's taking back in time. There's no pesticides really used, and that just allows the vegetation to flourish.
Well, we can see that, and we're walking through vegetation which is, almost knee-height. It's damp, but the rain's stopped now, which is even better, so we can have a closer look at some of the plants that are here. Now, I recognise some of these plants from further south in Scotland and in a lot of English places, but they're much more luxuriant. So what have we got here? We've got these lovely creamy flowers. This looks like meadowsweet to me. There's quite large patches of it.
Yeah, and lower down there's some silverweed, which is very good for corncrakes. They sort of love to run through silverweed, and which on one side has a very bright green leaf, and on the underside of the leaf is a very silvery colour.
I've just picked one, and I can see that it has got this lovely silver patch, and that's very common. It's growing all around us. And what are these purple flowers?
There's knapweed, which is just absolutely loved by the bees. It's a little bit wet today, but hopefully as things dry up, we may...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?